Dave, tell me, how did you like the performance?
I thought they put on an excellent show. I guess I didn't really give it much consideration what was going to happen when it came in, but I was pleased with everything. I thought it was great. The kids did a great job with the ice dancing, and you know, the world champion synchronized team was out there as well. It was great to see.
Mm-hmm. How important is it to have celebrations like this here in London to, you know, celebrate all of your achievements?
I think it's a great thing to do, because I think too often, you know, we don't stop and kind of reflect. You know, myself as an athlete, I mean, this gives me time to reflect as well on what's gone on the past year, but then also the community in general. So they know that the people that are out there, that are the unsung heroes that are out there, you know, work, put in the work every day, but don't really get seen. So these kind of celebrations are great, and it showcases the people that have made it to the top. But there's thousands upon us in London that are trying to make it to the top. So hopefully, you know, people will give that some thought as well and come out and support their local athletes.
And what was it like, you know, meeting with the fans, getting to, you know, talk to them?
It's been great. I mean, the fans are what helped me get over my my Olympic experience as well, with breaking my collarbone. I mean, just basically the support that everyone's been able to give me. I mean, so it's great to see the faces, you know, the smiles. It's hard to stay down when you've got kids that are smiling like that, and they don't care. They just want your autograph and a picture with you, and you know, so it's great to see.
All right, David Duncan, I wanted to ask you that when you're watching the cross events in the Olympics, mm-hmm. it just sounds like super loud. Like, it almost sounds like NASCAR or something. It's so loud. Is it actually that loud in person?
When you're competing, I don't really notice it, just because you're trained just ahead, you know, get to the finish line or anything like that. But during the Olympics, just because I was injured, I had a chance to commentate it. And I'll tell you, it was super loud. Whether it was the athletes screaming by or the crowd, you know, banging their feet, it was just a great atmosphere to be around.
Yeah, I've never got a chance to see it live. It sounds like it would be something really cool to see live, because I don't know if the TV really gets you the scope of how fast and loud that is.
Yeah, I mean, if you think some of those jumps were big during the Olympics, you should come out and check it out for yourself and stand underneath them. They were huge, and you know, it's just great. If you can get out, and next February, January, there's a World Cup up at Blue Mountain, so I encourage everyone to come up and cheer us all on. You know, we got a great Canadian team, and it'll be an amazing event.
Nice, yeah, Blue Mountain's not too far away from people here in southern Ontario.
No, for sure. I mean, I'm sure everyone's done a jaunt up there, too, in the winter or the summer, so...
Excellent. All right, well, thanks a lot for your time. Good luck in the future, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks. Chase Mine.